This is Idy Medina reading Stone for the Quarry, a social justice poetry database that split this rock. Stone. De piedra sangre. I make my own heaven. I drag it out of the streets in inhospitable terrains. I mix tabique, brick mortar with my hands, kneading. I need to make my own heaven. It is clandestine in broad daylight. It's microwave popcorn from Costco, because Costco can cross the border as many times as it wants, and it has never been asked to go back to where it came from. Not in this kitchen, scrubbed so clean with bleach that the roaches have to ask permission to scatter out onto the floor. Zulema and I don't flinch. She has figured me out. We know we have lived some shit, and now it takes more than a cockroach to keep us from moving forward. Fuck the roaches, the military, the long nights and even longer days. There is popcorn to be made, a courtyard of children waiting for it. Baby girl walks in to check on our progress. She is waiting impatiently for popcorn, the smell of butter making its way around the shelter, la casa. The house is built on a solid foundation of Goodyear tires and unpacked, repacked suitcases, unpacked, repacked plans. Today, there is popcorn. All that matters is today, for my sake, not Zulema's. The flower beds and the upside-down Christmas trees dying out in the sun are beautiful. I will remember them when I am warm by a campfire watching my children for signs of a chill. I will remember them, determined, uneven steps, protruding out of a hillside, going wherever they need to go, wherever they need to go. There is no going back. Zulema and I both know this. Standing in the hot kitchen of the TJ shelter, it is obvious. It is a beautiful truth. It takes hesitation and it beats it down into the floor. We danced on it.